Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuc. This Saturday, August 20th, Big Slide Brewery and Public House on Cascade Road in Lake Placid, New York, will hold its grand opening party from noon to 8 p.m. The event will include live music, locally sourced food, a mechanical bull, games and activities for kids and family, and of course, great beer, including a new Russian Imperial Stout named To Russia with Love, which has been aging in a decommissioned Atlas missile silo for the last 8 months. The new establishment is a sister brewery to the Lake Placid Pub and Brewery, which has been making excellent beer in the Adirondacks since 1996. Stu Rutan is the general manager at Big Slide and, full disclosure, a pal of mine. It's been more than a week since we've featured a brewery on the Roundtable, so this grand opening came along just in time. Hey, Stu. Thanks for joining me on the Roundtable this morning.
Well, thanks for having me, Sarah.
It's my absolute pleasure. So tell us about Big Slide, where the idea came from, how long it's been in the works, what the sort of goal is of having another brewery here in Lake Placid.
Well, I don't want to use the term accidental, but almost this place came about because of an accidental snowballing of things. Originally, a few years ago, I don't know if your listeners are aware of the fact that we are part of the umbrella that is the Lake Placid Pub and Brewery. We want to be more the flip side of that coin. A few years ago, the Pub and Brewery underwent an expansion to increase their brewing capacity as well as their seating capacity. That went really well, and they've been doing well. And, you know, of course, they've been around for 20 years. They found this building and wanted to, again, increase their brewing capacity. And then one thing led to another, and instead of increasing capacity like most breweries are, they decided to increase experimentation and the research and development end of the brewing. And eventually it was decided that we could turn it into a restaurant and make it open to the public.
The beer menu and food menu, totally different from the other pub.
As different as you can be. The beer menu, we are small batches as opposed to the big batches that the pub puts out. We are 3.5-barrel system, which is essentially 7 kegs per batch. This allows for us to experiment with new and different types of brews as well as crazy stuff like sours and lambics. And if a beer is popular enough here, then they can put it out in bigger production at the pub. And conversely, if for some reason something goes wrong with an experimental brew, we're not tossing a lot of liquid. We're not out a whole lot.
Who is on staff? Who are your brewers? Where did they come from? How did you find them? And how much freedom do they have to play around?
Well, the head brewer at the Pub and Brewery, Kevin Litchfield, is now the brewmaster here, which means he is the mad scientist behind all the recipes and what goes down here, all the experimentation, every bit of things on his want list for the past couple decades of working with them. He gets to perform here, so he gets to get crazy with that. Of course, the brew staff does overlap from the Pub and Brewery, but it is certainly a lot different here. As far as our kitchen goes, our executive chef Greg Sherman came on board with pretty much a clean slate. He was allowed to do what he wanted with the menu, and he took it in a great direction, which is farm to table, all locavore stuff. He goes to all the local creameries, farms, the farmers markets, and we have a wonderful menu. It's one page front and back of all locally sourced ingredients.
And so it must have to change often.
Quite a bit. There's a lot of flexibility built into the menu, and we reprint every few weeks or so. He goes to the farmer's market and picks out whatever the freshest vegetables are. We have a rotating seafood dish, which is the most sustainable, mercury-free item that he can get on the market. We have our raw bar oysters on Friday, and that variety changes up all the time. And we have two soups every day, a hot and a chilled soup. So we change it up to reflect the market.
So let's learn a little bit about you. How did you become involved, and what's your deal around here? What do you have to take care of?
Well, as general manager, I pretty much run the staff and the daily operations of the entire building. Of course, leaving the brewing and kitchen operations up to the very capable hands of Kevin and Greg. But it's kind of a prodigal son story of how I came about here, because I used to work for the Pub and Brewery many, many years back and have kind of been in the family ever since, and really felt like part of that family. And then when it came time to open this place, we kind of connected, and here I am. So it's been great for me. It's a homecoming, and I really love it.
The brewery opened early in the summer, but you're having a grand opening this coming weekend. What's on tap for that?
The grand opening is exactly that. It's our grand opening. We've kind of had a soft opening of a summer. We opened right in the heat of things for the Lake Placid horse shows and, of course, the rugby and lacrosse tournaments. So we Didn't really do any advertising push or anything like that. Just kind of let the chips fall where they may. So our grand opening is not only to let people know that we exist officially, but we are also, of course, releasing and debuting our Russian Imperial Stout, which is called To Russia With Love. That is, has been aging for over 6 months in an abandoned missile silo here in the Tri-Lakes. So it's more or less a cave underground, and it's been barrel aging and getting prepared for the big release. We're pulling it out in preparation for our 20th party, and that's going to be a big soiree. 12 to 8, we're going to have that on draft, as well as 7 of our featured brews, I think, as well as a bunch of foods, snacks, games for the kids, all sorts of stuff in the parking lot, and music, all kinds of music. So we kind of want to let everybody know that Big Slide Brewery and Public House is here, and we're here to stay, and we're here to have fun.
Awesome. Can we look around? Can we walk around and see what's going down?
Absolutely. This is our main entrance, and it is a bit misleading when you pull into the yard because you do have to drive around the building, but that's primarily for parking purposes, and we have a giant parking lot in the back, which people can't see. But as you enter our main entrance, you are visually impacted by barrels, which we are barrel-aging beer in, as well as the brewery itself. There is very little of the brewing process which you cannot see and nearly touch when you walk into the building, which is part of the appeal and part of the mission statement here, is we wanted to put that brewing process right up in your face, because it's interesting, it's incredible to watch, and we've got some of the newest technology for brewing, and the small barrel system is really cool to see. And you get to see the brewers going about their daily business. Kind of connects people more with what they're trying, and of course our staff is well versed and becoming more and more versed. We have a brewery training program that helps our servers and bartenders really latch on to the brewing process, and we're pretty choosy about who we bring on board to make sure that they are interested in this process, because anybody can wait tables or bartend or you know, do that sort of thing and serve food and beer, but to be truly interested in this process is just makes it more engaging for the customer and a good time for everybody.
Cool. What should we look at next?
Let's take a walk. So here we are in the middle of the dining room, and this is another direct opposition to the Lake Placid Pub and Brewery, our sister brewery, as well as many other places, is that it's one level, one room, except for our patio, and what you see is what you get. You have an open kitchen on one side, so you can see the chefs and the cooks up to their daily routine, and as well as the brewers on the other end, and it's all stainless steel contrasting each other. And the design elements of the building are quite in opposition with most of what you see here in the Adirondacks. There's very little wood or twig work, bark, or anything like that, and that's not to say that there's anything wrong with that, but just to create a contrast. It's all postmodern industrial to balance out the stainless steel of the brewery and the kitchen. We've got reclaimed materials everywhere from barns and houses all over the Northeast, and that's part of our green statement, which is everywhere you look, things are reclaimed or upcycled.
It's very hip.
Thank you. And that's one thing we were trying to achieve without trying too hard, is to just be new and fresh, not only for the area, but for the industry.
So there's kind of a word mural over here. Tell me about this.
Well, this is one of the few quote-unquote Adirondack-themed portions of our design here, and the design company out of Vermont did a wonderful job. Catherine Erickson, one of the owners, Chris and Catherine own the place, she put out a social media campaign to come up with 200 words that reminded people of Lake Placid and the Adirondacks. The company took those words, along with a bunch of words that have to do with brewing, and created a word wall, and it's a varying sizes and fonts design, which has the silhouette of Lake Placid buried within it. And it just kind of adds a cool element to a big blank piece of wall. It ties in with the Adirondacks, with brewing, and without being too cluttered and messy.
So when I think of Lake Placid, I think of Stu Rattan. Is your name in here?
It should be. I'm going to work on that.
Okay, just to tape it up.
Yeah, that's right.
So we've moved backstage, if you will, to the funk room.
Yes, this is one part of the brewery which is one of the only parts that's not visible from the main area of the restaurant, but it's also one of the more unique parts of Big Slide Brewery and Public House, and that's what we have affectionately nicknamed the Funk Room. And it's for a section of beers known as funks, the sours and lambics. These are beers that are brewed with live microbes, as opposed to the other microbes, which are also live, which is brewer's yeast. Brewer's yeast sits still, does what it's told, and is very, very predictable, whereas some of these microbes, they're unpredictable, they're airborne, and the Funk Room is designed to keep them sealed off. Many breweries can't touch them or won't, because they will contaminate every beer in the building, or rather could contaminate every beer in the building. So this room is sealed off, only accessed by the brewmaster, his brew staff, as well as the owner, because it's his place. They don't even let me in there. In fact, I've been tackled a couple times on the way in. More or less, we don't want to spread those microbes to the rest of the beer. There's no danger to the public, but these are the same microbes that are used to make everything from yogurt to cheeses to vinegar, and you brew beer with them. It creates a totally different style of beer, but if those microbes get out, again, they can contaminate every beer in the building, and we don't want that. So they stay in there. The brewers go there the last point in time in the day so they don't contaminate anything else. Pretty much a hazmat suit, and it's got windows to see it so the public, when we have our tours, can check it out, but we don't want anybody in there. But
it's pretty neat. Do you lead the tours?
We will be leading the tours. We haven't had any thus far. Just for our soft opening rollout, we wanted to maintain that for the fall. But we're going to have what's called guided tastings come fall. And that's mid-afternoon or so, I believe, we're going to position it. So instead of just coming in and having a flight on your own, which we offer and we love, you can either have 5 or all 10 of our brews, but we're going to have guided tastings. So we'll talk to you about the beers. We'll take a walk. We'll check out how they're made and what they're made with. And it's going to be a really neat aspect of this brewery.
Where do you acquire funky microbes?
Funkymicrobes.com. No, that is untrue. Don't look it up. There's a variety of places where these guys get these from. We're soon to be brewing with Pediococcus. Like I said, many of these things are used to make yogurt and vinegar and everything, so they're readily available. We're brewing a couple of sours right now, which are kettle sours, so they're not made in the Funk Room, but rather out in the main brewery, and the microbes are boiled off. I honestly don't know where they get them from. They probably won't even tell me. It's a secret. But I can tell you this, that many of our brewing ingredients, including but not limited to our base malts, are all New York-based. And again, this is part of our local statement. So all of our base malts are New York-grown. Many, many different varieties of hops out there, but many of them that we get are also New York. But of course, some of them are, British, and, they come from around the world, which adds that whole hop dynamic.
Awesome. So you want to talk about the barrels that you see first when you enter, and then have a cool view of the whole time you're in the dining room.
As I was saying, when you walk in, the first thing you see is a bunch of barrels. Some of them are currently empty, and that's in preparation to be used. But on the other hand, many of them, you can see with the markings already on them, have beer in them. They're bourbon barrels right now. They had bourbon aging in them for many years, and as soon as that bourbon was dumped from the barrel down in Tennessee, still wet with bourbon, they came to us. We filled them up with a batch of the flagship beer of Lake Placid Pub and Brewery called Ubu Ale. Filled them right up, and they are currently aging. We're going to pop them at 6 months, 9 months, and a year, and see how they taste. And if we like how they turned out with that bourbon smoky flavor added to it, we're going to go ahead and condition, carbonate them, clarify them, and keg them up. There's also some aging maple syrup in a few of these, which in the spring we are going to be brewing with straight maple syrup and birch sap. At the pub, they did a couple of experimental batches in the spring with maple sap instead of water, and they turned out really well with established recipes. So here at Big Slide in the spring, we're going to be brewing with all birch sap and maple sap, and the kitchen is going to be working in conjunction with him in the brewery to create recipes that mirror that and reflect that and make a nice little pairing. So these are things that we're going to be doing year-round. In the fall, we're going to be working with all the harvests in the area and picking out the best things we can add to both the food and the beer to showcase the beautiful place where we live and all the products they create.
The craft brewery movement, fascination, seems to not be slowing down one bit. It felt like, with the effect, the speed that with which it caught on a number of years ago could have been a fad, but it seems like it's just staying strong, and it's just a permanent kind of thing now.
And we believe it will continue to do so. There's just so many dynamics to it. Again, with the barrel aging, with the sours and lambics, there's just, the sky's the limit. Cideries are becoming huge, and, And with our system, small batches and dedicated trunk lines and whatnot, we can also embrace ciders and sodas and things like that. There's just really no limit to what brewers and the craft brew industry can do. And in fact, that's another interesting, different thing about Big Slide is many breweries you go to, you won't find anybody else's beer. You know, we make beer, you're going to have our beer. And that's fine, we understand that. But we're also here embracing and understanding the fact that the craft brewing industry is large and beautiful and dynamic, and in particular, the New York State craft brewing industry is. So we've got a variety of cans and bottles from other craft brews all over. We call them our guest beers, and those will also be rotating out. You know, if a friend's brewery has something neat to offer or some award-winning beer is delicious, then we can offer it. Not only with our 10 drafts that we have, you can jump on a bottle of something else and enjoy it, or a can of something else. And we're just embracing the whole industry as a whole, because it's going to continue to grow and grow and grow, and we're going to try to help do that.
This has been so fun and cool, and I love it here. Is there anything else you want to make sure that we talk about?
We should probably talk about sitting down and having a flight of brew.
Sounds good. Thank you, Stu.
Well, thank you, Sarah.
Stu Rutan is the general manager of Big Slide Brewery and Public House in Lake Placid, New York, which will have its grand opening party from noon to 8 p.m. this Saturday, August 20th. For more information, visit BigSlideBrewery.com. That link is posted, along with this interview, at WAMC.org/roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.